Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now, 2020 presidential politics. Has the importance of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary been undercut by California, which has moved its primary way up on the 2020 election calendar? Primary day in California, with its huge prize of delegates, is set for March 3rd in 2020, which means it's coming right on the coattails of the traditionally early contests in Iowa and New Hampshire. Joining us now to talk about this is Neil Levesque, Executive Director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. Hi, Neil.
Hello, Bob.
And Bob Schrum, Director of the Center for the Political Future in the Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California. Hi, Bob.
Hi, happy to be here.
So, big picture, with lots of delegates at stake in California, what's the possible impact on New Hampshire? Does New Hampshire lose any influence?
Well, I think there are two different things here. The first is that the California move up of the primary actually does still respect the historic and civic importance of the New Hampshire presidential primary. We'll be first. I think the other aspect, though, is that certainly with California and the media markets that go in there and the amount of money it takes to compete there, I think you're going to have two things. First, you'll have an incumbent advantage in California, and secondly, you're going to have an advantage for those who are able to access the money and the media and possibly have a candidate with some fame do well in such a large state.
Bob Schrum, your take.
Well, first of all, California is very expensive, but any viable candidate is going to have to build both a normal fundraising base and an internet social media fundraising base. The other thing that I think is important is related to this is California moving up is not going to degrade the importance of New Hampshire and, for that matter, Iowa. It's going to actually maybe increase the importance of those states because voters in California are not stupid. They're not going to sit there and wait and not observe what's happening elsewhere. The mail-in ballots go out on the day of the Iowa caucuses. They're not going to be sent back right away. People are going to wait and see who's winnowed in Iowa, who's winnowed in New Hampshire, and I think by the time you get to California, there will be two or three candidates, maybe four. Those will be the candidates who will be competing.
So what's it mean for the campaigns without funds to compete? Are they going to end up dead in the water?
Look, if you don't do well in Iowa and New Hampshire and those early states, your money is going to dry up in any event. If you do well, we are now in an age when resources can pour into a campaign very quickly because of the internet, because of internet fundraising. So in 2004, John Kerry had basically mortgaged his house to have enough money to compete in Iowa, won Iowa, came to New Hampshire, money was pouring in, and by the time of the Super Tuesday states, he had raised tens of millions of dollars. By the time of the convention, he'd raised $250 million.
As California is a pretty liberal state among Democrats, could moving up the primary be a plus for progressive candidates like Senator Elizabeth Warren if she proves popular there?
Well, I reject to some extent this argument that somehow or other there's a progressive and a non-progressive wing of the Democratic Party. I think almost all Democrats are progressive. There are degrees of this. But if you look at the Feinstein-De Leon race for the Senate here, where De Leon's argument was that Dianne Feinstein wasn't liberal enough, the fact is that Democrats overwhelmingly voted for Feinstein. De Leon's support came, believe it or not, from Republicans and from inland areas of California. I've said to people that if he had had the money to advertise more, he would have gotten fewer votes because Republicans would have found out what he was all about.
And Neil Levesque, once again, since New Hampshire is right next door to Massachusetts, winning New Hampshire will be crucial for Senator Warren.
It'll be crucial as far as the media is concerned, even though, you know, Massachusetts candidates and now Vermont candidates have traditionally done pretty well in New Hampshire. There are certainly ideological lanes that candidates fall into. But in the end, I think that a lot of this comes down to personality. We had voters who were independents, and you'd ask them who they were going to vote for, and they'd say Donald Trump. And you'd say, well, if Donald Trump is not on the ballot, who would you vote for? And they'd say Bernie Sanders.
Donald Trump easily outdistanced the GOP field in 2016 in New Hampshire, more than doubling what his nearest competitor, John Kasich of Ohio, received. Neil, at this juncture, even if he has a GOP competitor, does Donald Trump appear safe in New Hampshire?
Our polling indicates that he is more than safe. He really is the Republican Party now in New Hampshire as far as who is the face of what's going on. And as far as a primary challenge, all things being equal today, he probably wouldn't even have to come into the state in order to win it at this point.
Bob Schrum, in 2016, Donald Trump crushed the competition in California. And I know you think, with California so far up on the 2020 calendar now, it could provide salvation for Trump if he has a 2020 competition from within the party. What makes you think that?
What's happened in California is the Republican Party has steadily shrunk. Democrats are first, independents are declined to state or second, Republicans are third. That means as the party has gotten smaller and smaller, it's gotten more and more conservative, or more accurately, more and more Trump-esque. And I suspect the same thing is happening around the country. As some of these suburban voters become independents, or independents who had leaned for or voted for Trump move away from him, that you get a Republican primary electorate that is even more likely to support him. I suspect that Kasich, for example, or Flake, may very well decide that instead of a primary challenge, they may mount an independent bid for president. That would do enormous damage to Donald Trump in the general election. Last time he drew to an inside strike, changed 38,000 votes in three states, and he's not president. It's very hard to duplicate that feat again while losing the popular vote overwhelmingly. So the question is, if you have an independent candidate, and that independent candidate takes even 3 or 4% from him, some of it will happen in those states, and you have a very hard time seeing how he prevails.
Bob Schrum, director of the Center for the Political Future and the Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
Neil Levesque, executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester. Thank you very much.
Thank you.